Hey everyone, this campaign is brought to you by Psychic Dolphin Garage. If you'd like to support us and our larger efforts to build a leftist community through tabletop role-playing games, head on over to patreon.com/psychicdolphingarage. And now, back to the show. Virus.
So the three of you file into this open elevator and it closes. No one else has joined you though. It's just you three. And there are two buttons that will take you down to the basement. And there are buttons that will lead you upward. The buttons that lead you down the basement though, they have a little tiny scanner in the shape of a cat paw.
Is there there elevator music, by the way?
Yes. And cue the elevator music.
I'm going to try and press the down button on the elevator just to see if maybe something would happen.
Access denied. Security Alpha.
And Security Alpha 2 is already on their way, right?
No, you understand that the Alpha is the level of clearance.
Oh, okay. Got it. I thought like a team was being deployed.
I solemnly look at Trask and nod and just say, it's gun time.
Pulling once again the rifle from my chest.
And it's gun time? You found a gun? Did any of the secretaries have guns? I'm not asking this. Boof is asking this. He's realized he didn't check to see if the secretaries had guns.
Here's the thing. They did.
What?
You left the gun.
No!
The elevator door is still open, though.
Can I go check if the secretaries have guns real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Do they have guns?
Yeah, one of them has like this little tiny, like, you know, like Texas mom pistol.
Yeah.
Like the little tiny ones. Like,
snub nose, yeah.
You see Boof like literally break down in tears. And he gives her, and he like transfers like five credits or like a couple credits to her.
Oh no. The Digi Derringer, I think is what the model might be called.
It's just like this, like, just like.
Roll for D1 damage.
Once again, is this the most practical choice? No.
In this game, a gun is a gun.
Yep. All right, well, it feels like we're not going to be able to go downstairs. So just want to gauge the room real quick. How are we feeling about running up the stairs now and then trying to make some people meet God?
Can I see if there's a cat around somewhere?
Go ahead and roll knowledge for me.
Okay.
Can I check if there's a cat on the gun?
Oh, 19.
So you know that there's not cats here, but there are cats in the weaving lab, which is two floors up.
Ooh, okay. Not to just abuse this character trait, but can I pick the elevator button to activate it?
The up buttons work.
No, but the down button.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Let's go.
11. My background says I have to succeed at 10.
It worked, but there was a little meow.
Meow.
And the paw flashed red, and it is not working.
Okay.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay, yeah. Let's go up.
So as the doors close, and then I guess we go up into the next level. So who here has first aid kits on them?
Definitely not me.
You don't have a first aid kit, Boof? No. What about you?
I can heal people using magic.
I'm going to give one of my first aid kits to Boof and then my other first aid kit to Skitch, just so that way then in case something happens and either I can't block it or whatever, just to make sure that then like they can do D6 healing on themselves.
Yes, I can do D10 healing on you.
And that's great, but if you go down... I don't know if you can do, you know,
that's a fair point.
Saving of yourself.
I take out my tiny little pistol.
As you go up, you hear a little ding on the loudspeaker that's in the elevator, and you recognize this voice because she introduces herself, but she introduces herself every morning. Like, hello, everyone. It's your lovely CEO, Jennifer Hales.
Yes.
I hope everyone is enjoying their day today. So I am aware that there's a little bit of a ruckus going on downstairs. So in order to make sure that everyone is safe, all the windows and all the doors have been locked and the police are on their way. So I do want everyone to know that we're just in this safe little family here. Don't go doing anything too crazy, but we will all be fine. And if you do step out of line, the Pinkertons will kill you. So please just relax and head back to your stations. Otherwise, you will die.
Okay. It's great to see you all today. Okay, I'll be back. Bye.
Yeah, Slay.
I think you need to examine your relationship with Miss Hales. Like, when all of this is said and done, how that doesn't scream an op to you versus anything else. That's the most disturbing thing about it.
She's not an op. She's just evil.
So you can respect that level of upfront honesty about it?
Robust. She makes the burgoguzi, the burguaguzi, the bourgeois look bad.
Have the elevator doors opened at this point, Dennis?
Yes, and you've made it to the first floor. So you were on the ground floor, first floor.
Oh, European-style floor labeling. That's a bridge too far, Dennis.
I'm going to wait in the elevator because we're trying to get one level up to the cat lab. So just going to duck my head out real quick to see if there's anything there. So can I do a perception check?
What do you see, Trask?
Go and roll knowledge for me.
I rolled a 7. Minus 3 is 4. Sorry, y'all.
Well, you do see some androids that you've never seen there before in the rocking chairs that you all have to sit on as you crochet. But you've never noticed them before, and the doors start closing.
All right. I guess I'll relay what I saw was I saw androids in rocking chairs. It looked
they
creepy.
They weren't content with taking our gerbs. They had to take our rocking chairs, too.
I just think that there has to be an easier way to automate our jobs than to just make an android that does our job.
I want all three of you to do knowledge rolls for me.
Yeah, sure. That would be a 0.
Uh-huh.
19.
That's a 4 for me. Again. Because I rolled a 7. Man. Again.
Gitch is so smart. I got a 19.
Gitch is a genius.
Gitch, you are aware that even with Android technology, the art and science of crochet still does need a human touch because there are 9 separate different motions that have to go into creating a single crochet chain. And that's not even counting for double crochets, triple crochets, front and back posts, all of these different things. It's impossible. The technology just is not there. So you are well aware that these androids, whatever they're doing, they're not crocheting.
Ooh. How's AI going to put love into this?
That's why you're like a level 3 crocheter, Skitch. Like, I mean, I'm like at the baseline. I'm like hauling yarn from the truck into the factory floor. Skitch is like the actual artisan knowing all of these moves.
I'm so good at crocheting that I use my knives.
Boofs of personality higher.
Vibes higher.
We're still in the elevator, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, you're still in the elevator. It's slowly going up to the next floor.
Is there a call for help button?
Yes.
I want to hit it. I want to hit that button.
Okay.
Can I grab Skitch's hand just for a moment?
I want 2 agility rolls. Whoever gets the higher one gets their action done first.
Part of me now wants you to beat me. I don't think he will.
9.
21.
God damn it.
So as the button is getting pressed, you're like, no!
We should have waited to get to the second floor at least before pressing the help button.
Well, I don't think it stops the elevator.
The elevator stopped. You say that and the boom. Cool. And then a little tiny voice comes on from the intercom. Hello? How can I help you?
There's a fire on the first floor.
No, there's not.
There actually is a fire on the first floor. Like, that's not a bullshit thing. There really is.
No, there's a fire on the ground floor.
God.
Oh, sorry. I forget we're in Europe.
But on the first floor, no. Everything seems to be going fine in the granny lab.
Wait, granny lab?
The first floor is referred to as the granny lab. That is where all of you, our little grannies, are crocheting our beautiful little pieces. Are you a new hire here?
Honestly, I'm just very stupid.
Well, isn't that lovely?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Ground floor. There is a fire on the ground floor. So the maniacs crashed some sort of taxi into it.
Yes, we are aware that it was you three.
I mean, I was not driving.
I'm looking directly at you from the camera. You see that one in the corner of the elevator? I can see you all.
Okay, well, we were trying to get to work.
Yeah, I accidentally hit this button. Sorry.
It's a very interesting way to try to get into work when you could have just crossed the picket line and started working.
You know, like there's like a social aspect to it where we didn't want to seem like we were scabs.
Have you heard of a psyop?
Roll presence for me.
Well, that is a 21.
Hell yeah.
I don't believe I have heard of a PSYOP before. This is news to me.
Okay. So a PSYOP is when you do one thing but are trying to convince everybody that the opposite is happening.
Is that what the OP stands for?
You know what? Probably.
Does the PSY stand for our beautiful city PSY?
Probably. It's an operation. You maybe do some operettas.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, so PSYOPing is when you do something and then something else happens and people are fooled. So everyone down there thinks we're with them and you know we're here and yet we're going up. So therefore, we've accomplished our goal, don't you think? And I'm like, honestly, that's employee of the month kind of shit.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, elevator will be stuck here until we can get someone to service it. But since there's a fire and the doors are locked and the ground floor is quickly losing oxygen, that might be a little while before we can get someone up there to help you all out. So just huddle down, get a little cozy with one another.
Could you send us to the second floor?
Unfortunately, no. It is stuck. And every time this happens, we do have to have an elevator tech come.
What if I got my elevator tech certification? I have it. I'm also forklift certified.
Can I please see that?
Please
point it to the camera.
I actually do have it because I have a bio ID. Which
oh my
can,
God.
So I'm going to pull out my bio ID for it and I'm going to.
You can see the camera lens. It's a very obvious camera.
Yeah.
It zooms in and it's like the person behind the camera. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, if you can fix that, I suppose my hands are tied. The rules are the rules. You're allowed to go fucking fix this, okay? I guess.
Yeah, you know, I kick at it a little bit. You know, I really can't expose trade secrets. You know how IP law works, right?
They've turned off the camera. They're not talking.
I'm asking Skitch if they have any reading materials for me while Boof is about to go into IP law with this person.
Boof doesn't know what IP means, by the way. He thinks IP means literally he pees, so.
I hand Trask the complete history of hentai art.
Thick volume. It's 20XXX.
I mean, I guess tentacles and roots are kind of similar in some ways. Like, so,
I talked to our good friend, the lockpicker. I'm like, all right, if you can fix, I'm too dumb to know how to fix this. But what I am not is too stupid to, and then he kind of.
Yeah.
In this elevator, there is, you can see above you, there is a service door.
Okay.
You know, I don't know how tall all of your characters are, but the elevator's maybe about 7 feet tall, so it's just...
I'm pretty tiny.
Cool, I'll push against the ceiling.
Again, not to abuse this mechanic, would you allow me to use my B&E proficiency to see if I can get the elevator started, or would that not?
I mean, one of you is an elevator tech, so... But, I mean, you could do it.
Oh, I'm not actually an elevator tech. I have an official ID card that allows me to bypass simple low-level clearances.
So, well, in other words, like, to do ops. I just, to just try and make sure that we're impersonating professions while infiltrating something. This feels like an op.
The equivalent of carrying a ladder into any building and getting access.
Yeah,
here, exactly.
Yonk, you can go ahead and go up into the elevator shaft, and you can use your skill there on the mechanics that are holding the elevator.
Can you give me a lift? I'm like 5'5".
Absolutely. I'm going to try and lift up Skitch, and then as I'm doing so, it's just the dirt and little roots and things getting stuck on the boots at the bottom.
Okay, as you make your way through, it's actually fairly clean and nice and a little bright. There are enough lights in here for it to be fairly bright. And nothing looks really gross or weird. And on the cables that are holding the elevator up is like a service box.
I climb up and I look at the service box and I hack it.
Yeah, DR10, right?
Yeah, that is 12.
You like sort of start tinkering around with it. It's a pretty easy mechanism. You're like, oh, child's play, but you barely passed it. Mm-hmm. But you hear like the little winches and stuff whirring to life, and slowly the elevator starts going up to the second floor.
Hell yeah. I climb back down into the elevator.
Mm-hmm. And then the music starts again.
Yeah.
It's amazing just that this detour that all came from the help action or the help button.
I love also could have been avoided. I love it. It was started and ended by
Skitch, you know, y'all. Coming in clutch there.
No, if nothing else, I solved my own problems.
Da, 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 da.
Very impressive, Mr. Skitch.
And slowly the doors to the second floor open, and you are now in the weaving room. The air is really thick and staticky. You could feel like those of you that have hair, you can feel it like standing on the ends of your body. And it's sort of like there's rubber mats on the floor, though. And you can see that this is where typically you don't know anyone who works here in the weaving lab. But you know that this is the place where people will actually take thread and needle and weave pieces together, like to make big, huge, long blanket sized things. And they're spun on these giant drums, which are the things that are causing all of the static electricity. So there's a charge in the air, but it's nothing like dangerous. And in the distance, you could see patrolling some android cats sort of just patrolling around. And a little bit closer to you, behind one of these large drums that is holding these big pieces of crocheted fabric, is a CRO member, the one who ran up earlier.
Does this person seem to be hiding, or are they just kind of walking around?
They are weaving pieces together.
So is there like a lot of workers on this floor?
No, no one seems to have gotten up to this floor. You suspect that there might be, because this floor, you know, also has androids who do the weaving. Maybe all of you haven't figured it out, but Skitch has, is that those androids from the floor lower are actually probably the ones who typically work up here, but they were just forced to come downstairs to try scaven, and crochet. Scaven.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see. Mm-hmm.
Again, Skitch being the refined artisan of our group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boof, could you use your personality to find out if that CRO individual actually is an op or not? Maybe run that same tactic and stuff. Just talk to him, basically. I have to get back to reading this hentai that Skitch gave me.
Hey, buddy.
As you approach the CRO member, they turn and they look wide-eyed. And at their feet is actually one of these android weavers. And they are a big, bloody, and oily mess on the floor. And their hands are also covered with this, like, oily, bloody mess.
Hey, good job.
Oh, of course. The workers, they were getting in our way. Labor is important, but it's not the most important thing for our plan.
Yeah, I mean, you would know best.
I would, and I would really appreciate if you could either help me or get on out of here so we can continue
you're supposed to give me a status report.
Oh, well, everything's going according to our plan. We are putting together pieces of our eternal chairman, Rod Gonzalez's knowledge into each one of these strands. So as soon as they hit the market, all of the people who wear these clothing pieces or have built-in pieces of crocheted engineering in them will know the truest form of communism, and they will understand that labor is merely a revisionist tactic to get you all out of the way and ignore the truest meaning of communism. See, we are here to make sure that the heretics who get in the way of true Carxism, Lipovism, Mingism, Intersias Gonzalez tendency, we are the champions of our eternal great master. And no one will understand that this is the truest tendency of Mingism, and it's the synthesis that could only come from Rod Gonzalez's beautiful, handsome, gorgeous, appreciative, eternal mind. We are here to make sure that the universe knows Rod Gonzalez. And they are just, as they say this crazy shit, they are just weaving together pieces of their shoddily done crochet into these larger pieces.
Yeah, bro, I love Shining Path.
I'm going to offer to shake this guy's hand and then also do like a hug to him.
Okay. Can you roll agility for me?
Yeah, I can. Okay, that's going to be a 16.
So as you go up to, you go ahead and roll presence for me too, but I'll give you advantage on this.
Okay, that is a 13 and a 7.
Okay, so you offer a hand and they, are you here, comrade? Are you here to let the world know, the universe know, about the true and glorious Carxism, Lipovism, Mingism, Intersias Gonzalez tendency, the highest stage of Mingism, a synthesis only known by Rod Gonzalez?
I say yes, and I double clasp the hands, and that activates the subdermal shockers, which does D4 damage to anyone I'm in contact with.
They are fried immediately.
He's an app. I knew it. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna squat down to this fried, semi-conscious man and be like, "You wanna know how I knew you were an app? Mingism. You're not even a true Karxus Kenanist." And I he just doesn't know the words correctly.
Charles Jr. Marx.
Yeah, seriously. You didn't mention anything about Carl Jr.
While that's happening, is there any evidence of Miranda on this floor? Is there like a room or door at the end of this this level?
No, but you do know that she works at this level.
Okay. All right.
But she got taken downstairs.
Mm-hmm. She got taken downstairs.
Yeah, that's right. My bad.
Hey, Skitch, you can now control the elevator autonomously. Like, you can choose if we go up or down now, because you got it back to working again. So do you think that you could override it to go down?
I can certainly try, GM. Let me know.
Well, yeah, you can try.
Can I just look at this guy's corpse or body to see if there's anything there?
Another gun.
You see a lot of pamphlets and stickers. Just a lot of pamphlets and stickers.
Well, I'm going to take his pamphlets and stickers, and I'm going to replace them with fascist pamphlets and stickers that I carry on me to replace in this case.
Totally not enough. I'm glad that we're not doing ops right now. Staging the body again.
Sketch of Trash, roll presence against Spoof.
Not good. 3. No.
With my +2 bonus, that is going to be 6.
I got a 14.
You're not sure what to make of a Boof.
Cool guy. That's what I think.
We have to make sure that they know that, like, look, I don't like these Rodrigo Gonzalez Shining Path guys, but they make communism look so bad. So we got to do a reverse psyop and make it look like the fascists did it. It's just like, it's like shuffling cups, man.
I get it. Yeah.
Is rescuing Miranda an op still, or is that...
No. She's part of the true Lurik force, apparently.
Until she's an op.
Right. And then she becomes an op.
Got it. Just trying to make sure if I'm picking up what you're putting down here. Okay, cool. Is the basement just one level down from the ground floor?
Yeah, it's just one level down from the ground floor.
Okay. Yeah, Skitch, can you get us down at least to the ground floor, maybe, on the elevator?
I can try, yeah.
Okay. And then, worst case scenario, I'll try and cut the line, and we'll go one level down again.
You call for help again.
Let's check in, see what's up.
Yellow.
Hey, there's some fascists on this floor.
Oh no, that's not good, I think. Well,
it seems like the elevator is now back to functioning. Can we make sure that it
can go to all floors, you know, just as like a safety thing?
If not, that's fine. Obviously, we'll just try and, you know, use the clearances to override it. So don't want to put you in a bad spot, but just wanted to check.
That is pretty slick. But, you know, got to wake up a little earlier in the morning before I've had my coffee to get me.
I wake up at 4 a.m. every day.
I wake up at 3:33.
Wow, I'm impressed. What do you do to get up?
I was up from the day before. But anyway, no, you can't just go ahead and go down to the basement. Well, I'm aware that it does work. Also, you may want to be careful going down the elevator shaft. It does now seem to be on fire. The fire is now spreading, which means oxygen in the shaft might be a little thin. So be careful while you're traveling down.
Huh.
But you can go ahead and try and go down. I would love to see you. I'm going to keep the camera on.
Can I ask what your name is, just out of curiosity here? Just because it feels like we need to be building a bit of a working relationship with each other. What's your name, or what name do you want us to call you?
I never mentioned it. My name is Benny, B-E-N-N-I.
Okay. Hey, Benny.
I'm head of security here.
Thank you. It feels like, again, obviously you're not exactly rooting for us, right? I think we can all agree on that. But also, you're giving us like some pretty useful information, so I appreciate that kind of, you know, parental care that you're giving towards
us. I do want to make sure that everyone is safe. That is my number one priority. Of course, that is my number one priority here in the office building.
Are you at the top floor, Benny? Like, are you
do you know who's probably at the top floor? The Slay Queen. Yes, Yas Queen. Yas Queen.
Yes, our CEO is upstairs, and I'm actually here in the basement with Miranda.
Oh, so you're running out of oxygen now yourself?
No, he puts on an oxygen mask. We are prepared for these sorts of things.
Oh, okay.
How's Miranda doing?
Oh, she looks terrible. You want to see? A little screen pops up in the elevator wall. She looks pretty beat to shit.
Mi amor.
Not right now. Not right now, Skid.
Not down, Skid.
Can we talk to Miranda just to see? I mean, listen, like, if she tells us that she wants us out of here, then we can stop being a fly in the ointment.
Oh, sure. I'll go ahead and see. He pulls the camera. You can see it, like, jerk off. Like, it's clearly supposed to be stuck to the wall. Mm. He pulls it off and, like, shoves it in her face. He's like, do you need to say anything, sweetie? These little boys here want to talk to you. And you, like, the lens is now covered in her blood and spit. And
oh, wow. Elevator Benny, you're really unpleasant.
Oh, you all have been thorn in my side today, but everything seems to be fine. And the police looks down at his watch. We'll be here in any moment. So
we keep hearing the police will be here at any moment. I'm now being introduced to the concept of an op. Boof, let me know here. Are police an op? Like, or could saying will be arriving be an op?
You know, it actually could be. It really could be. Could be to discourage the workers from doing stuff.
Interesting.
You know what? Boof's going to get out of the elevator and just gather as much of the valuable shit that he can from around.
Most of this stuff is like unfinished cloth that you could sell on the black market. There's huge drums of it that are probably about 500 pounds worth of material, so that might be a little difficult.
Rolling it into the single elevator.
That is exactly what I would like to do. Okay. I would like to get out of the elevator and weigh down the elevator as much as possible with all this shit and send it crashing into the basement. I can't because I'm as weak as a newborn baby, but I would like to encourage my friends to.
Yeah, Skitch, do you want to try and see what we can roll in here?
Yeah. I think it would be funny as hell.
So go ahead and roll strength for me.
Okay.
And agility.
Boof will try to help.
19 and 13, respectively.
Okay.
So that...
4 and 20.
So that's actually going to be 18 and 13, then, with my modifiers.
Strength was, like, 6, but agility for me was 17.
Okay, so you all cannot, unfortunately... You can get one of these drums off of, like, this big old, like, spinning wheel that they're on, but it falls immediately to the ground.
God damn it.
And sparks kind of fly out as they hit the ground. It's just, you know, static electricity. But you notice that the sparks kind of light up the ground that isn't covered in rubber mats.
Mm.
And the cats that were patrolling in the back begin pouncing towards you.
They're attracted to the string, of course. They're the best security guards for this yard possible. It's so obvious now.
I throw the body of the guy onto where the stuff was to see if they'll go for that instead.
No, because they do notice that you're moving and he's not.
Oh, shit. All right, to the elevator, guys. Skedaddle.
Skitch. Up or down. Dealer's choice at this point.
I want all of you to roll agility while getting into the elevator. Oh, it's got to be pretty high because these are cats.
17.
That is a 19 again.
I'm sorry, y'all. 5.
Okay, so Skitch and Boof, you make it into the elevator and the doors are closing. Unfortunately, Trask just slips up a little bit and one of these cats pounces on them and begins to claw the back of your neck. And you will go ahead and take...
You could use a glitch to reroll that.
Well, we'll see what my armor does first.
Well, you'd want to reroll the getting the
agility.
Agility in the first place.
So because
you're getting attacked. You fell.
Yeah.
Okay. That's also for everyone. Remember, we have glitches to reroll stuff.
Okay, mm-hmm. I guess I'll use one of my glitches.
Okay, go for it.
To be a nat 20.
Oh, all right. Wow, look at that.
So
your reality kind of shimmers for a second or something?
Well, so what happened is the door is closed. You see your friend pretty much get a cat pounced on them. However, you're wearing like a jacket or something. You throw that jacket off and you do that like one thing that like, I don't know why business people do this, but they put their shoulder in first and like act as if their head is not going to get crushed by the elevator door. That scares the shit out of me. But you do it anyway. The elevator kind of, it's a little painful, but it bounces open and you're able to roll yourself in.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
And cats keep, there are a couple more cats just pouncing their way towards you.
Skitch. Up or down. Skitch.
Yeah, I
up.
I jump up into the on top of the elevator and mm-hmm. go to the service box.
Yeah, those of you that are still in the elevator can audibly hear the scratches on the door. And it's not like, you know, a cat scratching. It's like metal on metal scrapes.
Real ASMR sounds is what you're saying. Yeah, it's a delight.
Yeah. Yeah, if you like the idea of like blades hitting one another or like stabbing into sheet metal, sure.
I want to point out, so Boof has a thought in his mind. So what if we went up to the top floor and took care of the CEO and then blamed it on the fascists? Everyone would just be so confused.
Boof, when all of this is done, we need to have a conversation about like how if you see an op everywhere, then maybe you're the one doing an op.
No. The guy I listened to on the radio, Malik Smones, you know, he's really great guy. He told me that that 9/11/3 was an inside job.
He had a guest on, Maleb Joppin. It's a true communist.
Exactly.
All right. I mean, you know, it seems like if we get rid of the CEO, then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But kind of feeling like we're going to have to worry about your girl boss affection point that. So as long as you can overcome that element, Boop, I think.
Look, yeah. When I was a young lad, my parents would leave me alone with holo tapes of an ancient beauty known as Elizabeth Theranos.
Are we going up while Boop is describing
I was going to say, Skitch is not am I able to just control this now? Or would you want me to roll?
You can go up and down.
Part of me wants to go down.
We can't get to the basement, though. Like, regardless, and then there's fire. So I feel like if we start up and then we can go work our way down.
You also, quite perceptive of you all, you don't know if the police are on their way.
That's my other factor that I'm thinking about.
Trask, you could also shoot the cable holding the elevator and we could slam to the basement.
We don't have to do that.
Okay.
That could kill you.
If this was another game system, then absolutely, for sure.
It's almost like I'm trying to recreate what Jenko went through.
Instead of gross water, it's burning fires. Yeah.
Yeah. We all have backup characters anyway, right? So ultimately, what's the issue?
All right, we're going up.
Jenko reborn.
There's a helicopter on the roof, right?
Yeah, as far as you're aware.
Oh, yeah, the pink one.
Do we want to go down first, go rescue your lady love or whatever her name was, and then go up and get the helicopter? The pink. I would love a pink helicopter.
If we can go all the way down to the basement, then sure. My worry is that we'll stall out on the ground level.
It seems like we got to go up first.
That okay, Boof?
Get to meet your idol.
Look, once again, when I was a young child.
All right.
The elevator's going up.
And that's where we'll stop this week's episode of Psychic Dolphin Garages, PDG RPG. Come back next week for another fantastic campaign episode. Until next time.